I am Niyi Sunday Omidire from Nigeria. I'm a second year student at Hearst University.
And I believe that I can be only the best in whatever I do. Hearst University, only the best in whatever I do. Hearst University, to be the best in whatever I do.
In the middle of the tropical rainforest in Limon, Costa Rica, lies Hearst University, a four-year private undergraduate university. Hearst offers one degree, agroengineering. The students at Hearst come from around the world. Many of them are targeted because they come from impoverished areas where they would be unable to receive college-level educations. 60% of the students are accepted with full scholarships. Spanish is the only language spoken in classrooms, and students who arrive from non-Spanish-speaking countries are put into full language immersion for 2 months before the semester begins. At Hearst, the students are required to start their own businesses that promote sustainable agriculture. Many of the students learn organic farming practices, and they experiment with new methods in composting and energy conversion. By the time they graduate, they are equipped with entrepreneurial skills that they then apply when back in their native countries. Annette, a second-year student from Rwanda, came to Hearst because of her interest in agricultural and food production.
When I came here, I really tried to see whether my dream can fit in the values and everything that is done here at Hearst. And so I found that it was actually the right place to be, because here they teach us about different alternative systems for producing food, whereby you can use a small area to produce a lot of food. And they also teach us about entrepreneurship. For instance, right now I have my project that I'm running. And so in all those, everything is centered on, you know, food production.
I asked Annette how her time at Hearst has impacted her perception of herself.
It has made me somebody important, not just theories, I mean. And in other social area, I would say that it opened my mind to know how diverse the world is. People have different values. People have different views about different issues. So all that, I combine it with whatever I have to enrich my personality. I can now live with any person. I can go in Sudan, live with a person. Because here, we come here and we make the main point, human development. I mean, respecting one another. Being tolerant to one another.
Michelle, an Ecuadorian student training to be a sustainable farmer, gave me a tour of the peri-urban garden, a term used to describe a landscape situated and affected by being between a rural and an urban area. He told me about the produce currently being grown in the garden.
Well, we grow right here, we grow chives, lettuce, peppers, basil, parsley, cilantro, eggplant, cherry tomatoes, different crops.
Charbal, the only student from Lebanon at Hearst, is on full scholarship with a plan to return to Lebanon and work on endangered cedar trees.
It's not so hard because at the beginning, yeah, it's real different, but I can't say it hard because it's not hard, but it's different, you know? So when I'm living with different people, I have to understand the others. So this is not only in the university or for Lebanese, it's also for the African people that they have also another African peoples here. So, but maybe the language, I miss talking here in the university, my language, that I miss it maybe.
What Hearst does that is different from other universities is that they travel to different places and interview students instead of expecting students to come to them. The admission process is based on an interview that evaluates candidates' passion and commitment to social equality and justice, and a hunger for learning opportunities, as opposed to grades and standardized test scores. The result is a group of young people that are eloquent, gifted, and are going to impact the world in a positive way. That is how real change happens. To find out more about Hearst University, visit www.hearst.ac.cr. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Learn more about us on our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and more. Thanks for listening.
A place that has a friend for everyone, where the sun will warm your heart and the people think about everything that makes your dreams come true. everything is you. Ooh, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling good. Yeah, nah, 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 I'm feeling good. Yeah, by today, October 1, October 1st, I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm wah, wah, wah. Cause I'm beautiful people. I'm with the beautiful people. Yeah, yeah, from New York City. Yeah, wah, 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 I'm chilling with you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ooh, la, 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 la. Na, na, na. Ooh, na, na. Earth, you need diversity. Only the best and whatever.